Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Apple is releasing its new iPad today, the fourth-generation tablet with a $900 price tag. Now, there is a huge gap growing between those who can afford these devices and those who can't, and that has led to a new crime wave. It's called Apple picking. Thieves, some petty, some sophisticated, responsible for a national and international surge in stolen iDevices, pods, pads, and phones. At Boston University, where we're based, there have been 8 incidents since September. The last, a stabbing robbery where the victim was relieved of an iPad, an iPhone, and a computer. In New York, Mayor Bloomberg says Apple picking is singly responsible for that city's uptick in serious crime. Police are warning consumers to use common sense, keep the devices out of sight, but the tech savvy say there are things you can do before your phone or iPad is stolen to protect the device and the data and increase your chances of getting it back. Jackie Cheng is senior Apple editor for the online Ars Technica magazine. So, Jackie, what is the first thing someone should do when they get an iPhone?
I think the most important thing that you should do is to make sure that you have iCloud set up. Now, Apple, these days, I think almost everyone who has any kind of Apple product automatically has an iCloud account. But you especially definitely have one if you have iTunes or you use any other service through Apple.
So I'm going to jump in. For those of us who are still sort of staring at our iPhones like those monkeys in 2001 Space Odyssey, the movie, to differentiate, what is the iCloud and how does that differ from other information you might have?
So the cloud is basically the internet, and companies use the term the cloud as a way to refer to how they're going to store your data on their servers. So instead of storing your data on your phone, like it's locally accessible to you and no one else, anything stored on iCloud can also be accessed on your other devices that you're logged in on.
Right.
And that's what makes that possible, is that it's transferred over the Apple servers instead of on your phone.
So if you have an iPhone and you can also go home and get the picture you took on your iPhone and see it on, let's say, your iPad, that means you're in the cloud?
Yes, exactly.
You're saying that's something you should do. How do you do it? How do you make sure you're on the cloud?
Well, with Apple stuff, it should be pretty easy. Most users have an iCloud account, whether they're aware of it or not.
Right.
You can find out by going to iCloud.com. But with Apple, actually, they offer extra services with iCloud that allow you to track down where your iPhone is, and it's called Find My iPhone. And this is something that you should turn on if you're concerned about your iPhone being lost or stolen. And what makes this good is that if it is lost or stolen, you can go to the iCloud website and basically track down the location of where your device is. And then also, there's something called lost mode that you can put it into so that it displays like a message and a phone number to someone who might have found your device so that they can call you when they find it.
Yeah, well, that's if it's, as you say, lost as opposed to stolen. So this Find My Phone service, how does it do that?
They use the GPS that is built into your phone already. When you log into the website, it will show you a map of where your phone is. So the lost mode not only allows you to send a message to your phone and display its phone number, it also allows you to lock it down. So if you have not added a PIN code to your phone, it can basically add one remotely. And so if you think someone has stolen it, you can put it into lost mode, and it'll put a PIN code on your phone so the person who has it can no longer get into your data. And then it tracks where it is. So you can report it to the police and say, okay, I have this map that shows kind of the general area of where your phone is. And a lot of police stations are aware of this now, so they will work with you to kind of try and track it down.
Yeah. And this must be behind a story we read about a woman whose iPhone was stolen, and then she started getting pictures that the iPhone was now. The iPhone went on vacation. It went on a Disney cruise. And in one of these pictures, she could actually see the perpetrator's name tag. So one benefit of having your things in the cloud is you can possibly see how your iPhone is being used.
Yeah, I would say that that was really lucky for the owner of the iPhone, because that kind of thing normally doesn't happen. But yes, they have this service called PhotoStream, which syncs over iCloud. And so, you know, if any photos that you take with your device are being synced onto this service, onto Apple's servers. So I think what she did was she was able to see her PhotoStream from a computer or another device and then see the person who had stolen her iPhone.
Well,
and so, yeah, I mean, that's certainly a good strategy, but I wouldn't rely on it necessarily.
Well, is that because many of these thieves, who are pretty organized at this point, they do something called jailbreaking or unlocking the phone. They kind of strip it. They clean it up is another phrase that's being used before they resell it.
Right. And actually, if you don't put any kind of passcode lock on your phone, then that makes it really easy for them. You can try and track your phone all you want, but if they are able to get into your phone without any problem, it's extremely simple to just plug it into a computer and restore it as a new device and then just sell it off to a pawn shop or over eBay or something like that.
Right. Talk about the passcodes.
This is another thing that is built into iPhones and iPads. If you just go into your settings, there's something called passcode lock, and this allows you to put a four-digit PIN on your phone anytime you try to swipe to unlock it. And someone who might have stolen your phone, you know, won't know that information, and it will, at a minimum, keep them from getting in and seeing your data, and it might potentially make it harder for them to wipe your phone and resell it.
But can they steal these high-end thieves who we understand are shipping these phones overseas, to the Middle East, for instance, or China? Are there more sophisticated thieves who know how to get past that passcode?
I would say yes. There's pretty much always going to be very sophisticated thieves out there. You know, all the protections that we have may not protect us 100% from every single person. That said, a lot of thieves are mostly petty thieves. They're not that sophisticated most of the time.
Well, you mentioned that the thieves strip the phone. Can you strip the phone of data? If you're afraid of losing it, can you erase it remotely?
Yeah, you can actually initiate a remote wipe. As long as you've turned it on your phone, you should be able to go to iCloud and do remote wipe, and then everything that you have on there will disappear once it gets the signal from Apple servers.
And we're reading in New York, for instance. The New York Post writes a story back in August about how these thieves could, you know, clean these devices themselves and sell them directly to their own customers. But then AT&T started tracking the serial numbers of phones that were reported stolen, and they were blocking them from being reactivated again on the network. Is there something you should be doing with your serial numbers?
Well, it's always a good idea to at least write it down and keep track of it somewhere, because if you do keep track of it and something does get stolen and for some reason you can't use Find My iPhone to help you out and get it back, you can always report it to the carrier, and the carrier will usually block that device from being able to get back on the network.
Jackie Cheng, senior Apple editor at Ars Technica magazine, on the line from Chicago. Jackie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, up next, is there a movie you just loved until the ending? Our listener Murray says, Django Unchained, powerful film about slavery, and then suddenly mayhem involving Australia. More on bad endings in 1 minute, here and now.